Welcome to another podcast of Wealth Strategies to Value. I am your host, Troy Shorts. And today we're going to do a part two of our last podcast, Financial Literacy Rules That School Will Never Teach You, part two. One of the things that I want to emphasize is school will never teach you about credit, and they will never teach you about compound interest. These two things literally go hand in hand. And I want to especially talk to some of the millennials, because compound interest is something that occurs over a long period of time. And when you're young, you have the advantage of compound interest because you have time. You may not have money, but you may have time. And if you can capture compound interest and utilize time to your advantage, you will absolutely win the game. I heard a quote from a guy that's pretty smart. His name was Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. But what he said behind that was, those who understand compound interest earn it. Those who do not understand compound interest pay it. What a statement. Wow. One of the things that we do at our firm is we teach how to utilize your assets in such a way that you get not just compound interest, but you get uninterrupted compound interest. That's a big difference. When you have money in an account and you have to pay tax, your interest is now interrupted. When you have money in an account and you lose money because the stock market goes down, you've just broken or interrupted the compound interest. When you have money in an account and you have to pay a fee, that cost breaks the compound interest. It's now become interrupted. So what we teach at our firm is, how do you have accounts where you do not have a break and you can acquire uninterrupted compound interest till the day you die? Well, boys and girls, that's where leverage comes in. And leverage is an amazing concept if you understand how it works. I'm sure you've heard of OPM, right? Other people's money, OPM. Well, if you can create an account where you can have money growing uninterrupted and utilize that account to borrow OPM, other people's money, so your account is collateral in order to borrow someone else's money, therefore, your money is uninterrupted, uninterrupted compound interest. Let me give you an example. If you have an asset that's worth $100,000 and you take $50,000 out of that asset, what's your account balance? Well, it's $50,000, right? Well, if you look at it a different way and look at it the way we explain to our clients, if you have a leverageable asset worth $100,000, you can use that asset to borrow $50,000 of the bank's money. You see, your money's too expensive. Use someone else's money. Use your $100,000 as collateral. So now, your $100,000 asset, you borrow OPM of $50,000. What's your account balance? It's still $100,000 and compounding. Does that make sense? This is very simple, and when people understand it, it really works, and it can really change the game. I talk to a lot of people who are very adamant about paying off their real estate. And what I'm explaining to them, or starting a business, or buying a house, or buying a car, and people don't understand how they can use leverage to purchase a car, to start a business, to pay down non-deductible debt, and really use leverage and use other people's money to increase and improve your cash flow and establish uninterrupted compounding interest. It's amazing. We call, well, Albert Einstein said it's the eighth wonder of the world. All right. So one of the young things that young people have to understand is they don't teach us in school about credit and how important credit is. I know some very, very smart people who've had years and years of schooling, And they've never understood the importance of their credit score. You see, the higher your credit score, the higher your financial health, right? So we have smart people with bad financial health. When you go to a banker and you ask the banker, I would like to borrow some money to buy a car, to buy a house, to start a business. The banker is not going to say, well, what kind of grades did you get in school? The banker doesn't care what your diploma says on the wall. The banker wants to see your financial statement. He wants to see what kind of leverageable assets do you have that allow me to give you this money. Most people don't even understand how financial statements work. This is where the leverage comes in. When your money is set up the right way, we teach you how to set up a financial statement. So now your money continues to compound. You borrow other people's money and you still get the car, get the house, get the business. And your money's continuing to compound forever and ever and ever. So this is really some things that I think I wanted to share with you guys, because, you know, if you go to work, or I'm sorry, if you go to school, you do what you're told, you know, you get good grades, you go to college, you know, you pay off your student loans, you buy a house, you know, you prepay it off, you pay it off early, you pay off your student loans, you know, you get a job, you put all your money in your 401k, you buy IRAs, you buy mutual funds and ETFs for the long haul. Well, all of that right there boils down to you being the person that will be responsible for paying the absolute most taxes necessary. This is exactly what they want you to do. And what you have to understand is there's better ways. There's better ways. And that's what Shorts and Associates does. We teach you better ways to use the money that you're already spending. And you figure, heck, if I got to use a bank, I might as well create and use my own bank. Why use their bank if there's ways to create your own bank, right? Well, this is one of the principles that will help you have a more enjoyable, a more safer, and an easier retirement. And that's really what we focus on here at Wealth Strategies to Value. How can I have an easier, safer, and more enjoyable retirement? Well, I hope you guys got something out of that today. Until next time, thanks for tuning in. And listen, guys, it would really mean the world to me if you would subscribe and like, hit that button. And I would really appreciate it if you would share this message with the people that you know and you love the most. Thanks.